From the KDLL Newsroom, this is Econ 91.9, your weekly look at what keeps the Kenai Peninsula working. This week, part two of our preview of the Economic Outlook Forum, which is coming up on Wednesday in Homer. The Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District conducts the workshop yearly. Executive Director Tim Dillon spoke with me about some of the companies that he's tapped to present at the forum.
Well, one of the things that I have found is that some of the newer organizations peppering some of that in with, you know, the established organizations, get people starting to think about, maybe this is time for me to, you know, put out my own shingle and get started on my own.
I mentioned earlier the Alaska Salt Company was one that CAPE had helped in the past.
We help a variety of different kinds of companies, and this is a husband and wife team that came to us with a concept, and they needed some help with identifying a small business loan to be able to get a commercial kitchen up and running, and they are just doing gangbusters. They have a variety of salts that you'd have on your table to season your food. They've also broken off into some beauty aids, some face washes and things of that nature. They're gonna kind of give a 15-minute presentation on this is how they got started and this is what we're doing. The Blue Pipeline, that's brand new. That came out of the Blue Economy presentation a year ago. And they've just taken it one step after another, forming things up. Justin is brand new as the executive director. I want to say he's been on board like 4 months now. This is part of the incubator that got started over in Seward. And, that's part of where we're headed.
What does Blue Pipeline do?
Well, that is an incubator working with a variety of upstart groups trying to do things that are tied back to our oceans.
Ah, they're the incubator.
Yes, sir.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Alaska STEM Farms.
One of the things that is very important to the Kenai Peninsula, and I think part of it is based on the peonies market and the flower market, but now because of marijuana being legal, there's that part of the industry. Agriculture is important to us, and we need to be listening and following what's going on with them. Rachel Lord, her and her husband actually own a farm down in the Homer area, and they do a variety of different kinds of flowers and things, and they ship all over the place, just like the peonies market.
Our new House representative is a peony farmer.
Yes, you're correct.
Wow. I didn't know anything about these peonies. I've read about them in the news in Alaska the last few years, and I don't even know what they look like, really.
They're a beautiful flower, I can tell you that. And part of what I hear is that we are opposite part of where the rest of the market is, and that's so important. If we had to compete with some of those other places, maybe it wouldn't work because of the transport and things, but because of how hardy they are and because they dovetail the other timeline, it helps.
Right. It extends the season of fresh peonies.
Yep.
Man. What else would you like to say about the Industry Outlook Forum here?
Just that, this has been something that's been going on for years now. John Torgerson, the head of the Denali Commission, first started this a long while ago, 10, 15 years ago. And it's been a great opportunity to get people together, see what other industries are going on, see if there's partnerships or synergies that may help with each other. And give us a feel for where our Kenai Peninsula is headed over the next year or so.
Our number this week is 1, as in the first of the year, which signals the opening of the PFD filing season. And as soon as the state gets the online filing system back to 100% again, we can all apply for our yearly share of the permanent fund's profits. The two main sources for the permanent fund's $65 billion size are oil royalties and its investment portfolio. Both have taken a dive in recent months, but never fear, your PFD check is based on a rolling 5-year average of returns. Usually. And that's it for this week's Econ 91.9. For KDLL Shailen Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett.